Okay, so what I'm generally doing as of late is more or less trying to go through the simple pshat in the Gemara, Rashi, and Tosfos. So today we'll do the Mishnah here on Daf Mem Vav Mem Beis. A similar sugya occurs in Maaseh Kedushin, a relatively well-known Mishnah, Mem Vav Mem Beis. Just a simple pshat in Gemara, Rashi, and Tosfos. The Mishnah said, Ha'av zakoi bebito, bekirushel, bekesef, bishtar, ubebiyo. Again, we'll read the Rashi, Ha'av zakoi bebito, bekatnus, ubenairus, bekirushel, bekesef, shekesef, kedushim shalo. As Rashi understands that the Mishnah is talking about a schus mamo. Tosfos here doesn't really elaborate on this, but Tosfos Kedushin over here on Daf Gimel Beis, so here Tosfos tells us, he quotes the Yerushalmi. I'll just mention the Yerushalmi, I didn't xerox it. Yerushalmi says, Ha'oz zakoy bebito, Tosfos on Daf Gimel Beis in Kedushin, Mefarsh Yerushalmi sheyesh lo zchus bebiya, shenosu lo schar lekadesh bebiya. The problem is the Lashon HaMishnah, Ha'oz zakoy bebito, B'kidushel, b'kesef, b'shtar, v'biyah. Are they all equated? Are they all at the same level? Rashi here says that b'kesef refers to a schus mamo. And Tosfos in Kedushin here quotes Yerushalmi that zakoy b'biyah, shenosu lo schar l'kadesh b'biyah. Mishi is mikudeshes b'biyah, but he, the father, is the one who receives the schar. And Tosfos HaRosh over here in Kedushin I saw, he says that agav kesef v'biyah, he also mentions zakoy l'gav b'shtar. Because zakoy, as far as shtar, doesn't seem to make any sense. If you say that we reference to kesef, we're talking about zchus mamon, that Rashi here says in Ksubis, and Rashi also here in Kedushin, and Tosfos calls Yerushalmi, that regarding bia, there's also zchus mamon, shenos no schar v'kadosh
b'bia.
Rashi says that? Tosfos. Tosfos in Kedushin of Gimel and Beis calls Yerushalmi. But the problem is shtar. What do you do with the Lashon of Zakoi vis-a-vis Shtar? So Rashi says here, Shim Kibel Shtar Erosin Alel Harezim Mikudeshes. But it's not the same as the other two Zakoi.
But it's not the same as the B either, according
to Rashi. No, in Chodami. But I'm just saying that the way the Rishonim try to, you see, they're concerned, they're troubled by this issue. So many Rishonim assume that when the Lashon of Zakoi is sound by Shtar, we're talking about also, the inyan zchias haniyor. So it means they want to align all three. They want to align all three. Because the lashon of zakoi itself, in and of itself, zakoi is a mamonistic lashon. In general, in Chazal, the lashon of zakoi refers to uschus mamon. So they want to align all three. Okay, the guy continues. The Mishnah says, zakoi b'mtziyasa, v'mais yodeh, b'afores nadoreha. Again, we are familiar more or less with the Gemara actually discusses what the particulars are. In the Kabbalah's Gita, and as Rashi says, Nisgarsha min ha'ersin, Kodim Shebogra. Once, of course, she becomes a Bogeris, once she's Niseis, Lashon Rashi, Shuv Englo Rishus Bo. And then the Mishnah went on to say that Vein Oichel Peres V'chayel, Niseis Yesu Olav Habal Shoichel Peres V'chayel. That's, of course, the Takonos Chazal that, as Rashi explains over here, V'chaya ein ocha peros, v'nofila karkos b'irusha m'beis ima, ein o v'hiha zecha peroseim, elo oisilos gula. The way the Chazal, the Gemara explains it, that in effect, we are, I think the proper English translation of zgula is to put it in an escrow for her. But we have also, yes, as Rashi explains, that you have the Takonos Chazal that Ochel Peres, Habal Ochel Peres v'Chayah, and then the Mishnah goes on, Chayah b'mzonosel, b'pikona, u'kvurasa, and the Gemara discusses that. Okay, I'm now going into just a little few horas in the Gemara. B'kesem minolam, exactly the same sugi in Kedushin, as I mentioned a moment ago. Om Rav Yudah Makro, v'yotza chinam en kesef, or rather, en kosef, en kesef lodon zeh, v'yesh kesef lodon achir, emanu aviyah. Very striking drasha. As Rashi explains, that Ein kesef b'am revia. That's where this pasuk is found. And so the Gemara dashins, and the Rashi explains it over here, the way he explains it in Kedushin as well. Ein kesef l'adon zeh, b'tseisa mershuso. Once she leaves the mershuso adon b'simani narus, ki yafil b'kedushin. The b'yotza b'simani mishto yikro. That's where the pasuk is talking about. However, yesh kesef l'adon achi, says Rashi, kishi yotza mershuso, umanu av, she'ein adon, the bas yisrael elavia chutz mizeh, shenim krolo. This Rashi, just derech agav, is cited quite often by the Haredi world in the context of Sherut Lumi. This is a famous Rashi in Ksubis, Mevavim Beis, the only Rashi in Shas that says something like this, where Rashi has this comment. So their argument is that even that, Sherut Lumi, is not acceptable because Ein Odo Nabas Yisrael El Avia. That's the argument. Yesh Zem Makom Ladun, but that's not the intent of the Shir right now.
She's not Ibrahim.
Okay, I continue. So the Gemara now, I just wanted to call your attention to the Rashi. So the Gemara goes on to say, maybe she should be the recipient of the Kesef. So the Gemara makes a very famous statement. Hashto b'yem l'kabel kiddushah. The father's the one who's responsible for her kiddushin. Dechsiv is biti nasate le'ishazeh i'ishok l'kaspa. How is it possible? The father's mekabel the kedushin, and she's going to be the recipient of kesef. So here, Rashi, when the Gemara explains this kasha, look in Rashi. Rashi doesn't say much over here. Rashi just comments on ve'ema l'didohavi, because the Gemara then quotes a pasuk that the pasuk says v'nareh be'savia kol sherach nurim l'avia. And then the Gemara goes on to discuss ma'isi adayim of Abbas goes to her father. That's the analogy to an Amma. And the Gemara said, what about the Pasuk Bidar Be Saviyah? That Pasuk refers to how far is the Durm. So Rashi here, the Emul Lidahabi, Rashi just tells you, Ukro ki asal ashmina nasa. She nicknames the Baal B'Kedusha Kesef. V'ochi tibushe, in kesef b'yitziya zol, v'yesh kesef b'yitziya cheres y'olam didahabi. And the Gemara again goes back and forth as Rashi goes on to explain, maybe when the Torah said is b'tina sati, that only refers to, as the Gemara indicated, a specific situation, namely Tana. That's what Rashi goes on to explain. The less la yad the kadeshatma. And Rashi has the kasha, what about Motzi Shemra? That's where the pasuk is found. And she's the Naira, Motzi Shemra. So Rashi explains that, as biti nasati bekadnusa, viato Naira. And the Gemara says, the maskana, as Rashi points out, ha'uba faras adar mudichsin. Rashi in Kedushin has one additional dimension. When the Gemara says here, this sort of kal v'chomer, hashto aviyam v'kabel kiddushah v'yi shok l'kaspa, so Rashi there used the lashon v'chiyal chinam ziko v'akosov, the famous Rashi. What does that mean? Hashto aviyam v'kabel kiddushah v'chiyal chinam ziko v'akosov, mashma from that language of Rashi, that really be'etzem, the kesef should be hers. The alchinam zikohu hakosav. What is the nature of that bitui, that expression? That's the mashmos. So the Ritva over there in Kedushin, he points out the following, and here's how he explains the shakla v'tarya. Here you don't see it in this in Ksubis, but in the Ritva in Kedushin that I have in front of me. So the Ritva explains the shakla v'tarya of the Gemara. What was the back and forth of the Gemara? Says the Ritva the following, that there are two ways to see the role of the Baal when it comes to the Kedushin of his daughter. One is that he's the Bailim. He's the one essentially who's in control. The truth is, if you look in Rashi here, perhaps one could be medayik from Lashon of Rashi here, because the Gemara said, the Lashon of the Gemara, Hashto Aviyah Mekabel Kiddushah. What does that mean? Aviyah Mekabel Kiddushah. It means he's the Bailim. That's what the Ritva writes in Kedushin. And therefore, says the Ritva, Uki Mamono, she's like his mama. She's considered to be his mama regarding this matter. I mean, since the father is the Bailam regarding the Kedushin, so how could the Kesef possibly be hers? That's what the Gemara asks, that Aviya Mikabu Kedushah, Vihi Shokla Kaspa. What's the Maskana said to Ritva? Maskana is no, he's not the Bailam. He's acting as a Shliach. And if he's acting as a Shliach, that's more Meduak in Lashon Rashi and Kedushin than it is Meduak here in the Rashi and Ksubas. Because here, as I said, the diuk of the Rishonim is from the Lashon of Rashi and Kedushin. V'chi al chinam ziko akosov, How do you translate that? Al chinam, for naught. You would translate it in your outstanding English. V'chi al chinam ziko akosav, for naught. The Torah was mezakeh with the kedushin. What does that mean, for naught?
For nothing.
I know what the word for naught means. English I understand. But I'm just saying that the issue is, what does Rashi want? V'chi al chinam ziko akosav. So it's mashma that really, it's hers. It really should belong to her. She's the one getting married. The kesa kedushin should be hers. So the answer is, that's where the Ritva understands the kasha of the Gemara, that the Gemara thought he was the Bailin, and the Maskar of the Gemara is, no, he's not a Bailin. But rather, he only acts with Torshliya. Ashtikl briskit Taylor in Ritva. That's what you see over there in that Ritva. Okay, I'm just, I have one more item. I wanted to read the Gemara's Maskar.
What
was that?
He's
only acting as a Shliach.
So what's Zakai?
The word Zakai, again, as I explained to you a few moments ago. Zakai refers to a mamonis tikkah. That's why the Rishonim are spending enormous amount of time here trying to align all three, trying to find the schus mamon, not only by keset, but by shtar and bia as well.
It fits with Rashi and the Mishnah also. Here, shim kibo shtar or sim al-ra'ar. Speak of him like
it. Shalom. Yeah. Shalom. But the lashon of shalom in Rashi, that's where you have to see it. Because Rishonim and keset, she keset, kidusher, shalom. Means he's acting b'toras b'ayin. I'm just, even the lashon of ein lo rishus bo. That lashon of Rishus, I spoke about it in Rashi and Kedusha in the Abayzim and Aleph, the beginning of the year, not here, on the Sunday and Tuesday. Anyway, Bikitsa, so that's based on the Gemara and Kedusha as well, that a woman, the moment she leaves her father's home, she's now Rishus Baila. That's a concept that's very difficult for modern people to accept, probably over there in England. Anyway, but those who understand what it means, it's a halachic statement. It has nothing to do with, it's not a question of, God forbid, mastery, that he has mastery over her, or dominion over her, or sovereignty over her. There's absolutely no connection whatsoever. What?
It's responsibility.
Correct, the achrayus, exactly. Like the Mishnah Leilu Ksubis, that they don't like that also. Chavdal malach she'isha isha labayla, that she's obligated to perform for her husband. So there are chiyum that he has, and chiyum that she has, and that's exactly the way what a marriage is all about. We're talking about chiyuvim, we're not discussing, the issue is not, it's not an axiological statement of value, in terms of her value versus his value, that's silliness. That's an absolutely immature understanding of what Chazal is talking about. Okay, anyway, that's not, I'm not here to comment on that. I just want to make one comment. Ve'im ha'ni milik tana, milik ha'meres tis kasha, the lesla yad. Lesla yad also would imply that. Lesla yad means, so who has the yad here? He's the Bible. That's all the ritva. I'm just saying over ritva in Kedushin. But here, nairo de isla yad, e tik di shnafsha vi tishko kaspa. So Gemara says, no, kashach nurum la'viya. That's exactly how it is. But how does he act? He acts as a shliach. That's what the Ritva more or less learns, the shakla v'talya of the sugya Gemara. The Gemara's maskana is that, what? Shliach means that he operates, obviously, on her behalf. It's like lahavdil, like an apitropis, operates on behalf of Yisomim. So father, always, the Gemara, you see that from the sugya and ksubis. The father, the Gemara even has later on a svara regarding the father is going to redeem his daughter no matter what happens. When she becomes Vashevi, no doubt he's going to redeem her. There's no need for any kind of lamdanut yeter, because that's a natural kind of thing. So here also, he's going to act as a shriach, letovat his children, letovat yilada, whether it's banim or banot, it doesn't make a difference. But I'm only saying here that when the Gemara says the maskana, the word skula that I explained earlier is a term that means in escrow. That's how Chazal understand the term skula, not the way it's commonly understood today. Skula means a lashon of shmira, correct? That it's going to be, but that's why I like the translation escrow. I don't have any English translations. I don't know if that's how they translate it, or the Hebrew translation, any musak. What?
Yes. Escrow and skula, the same word. It's a brilliant translation.
Thank you. Okay. Yes, mekubal betochim. I heard shamati. So my ears don't. I'm not kolet those kinds of svaras so readily. Anyway, so the Gemara says here that Elia Hanibilik Tana. The Gemara's maskani is that there's a separate limud for Nara, either because binu rabbi sabia, or the Gemara said at the bottom of the page, Yitzia the Kavasa Kamabai, Tosfos says over here that since the Keser Kedushin goes to the father, so there's a svara that he's a Makabel Kedushin. It means the Lashon is Avia Shokel Keser Kedusha Avia Tita Shnafsha. Sounds like a Kabel Chomer. The question is this a legitimate Kabel Chomer? That's what I'm asking basically. Is this Kabel Chomer legit? You hear what I'm asking? The Gemara says Avia Makabel Kedusha, and she should get the money. Is there some Al Kabel Chomer here? That one second. I'm sorry?
Is Rashi in the Chumash have this Kabbalah in Rashi Al-Torah?
Rashi Al-Torah. There are two Gemaras that have it. I'm not sure what you have to refer to Rashi Al-Torah for. But I'm just saying the Gemara here has such a, what seems to be a Kabbalah Chaymeh. But is this a legitimate Kabbalah Chaymeh? Means, had the Gemara said Punk Fakert, had the Gemara said just the opposite. Namely, if the father is the Biden for Kedushin, so then it's a Svara Magia Lo HaKesef. But the fact that she's Mekadosh herself with Kedushin, and the Keser should be the father, that's not a steer at all. You know why? Why is he Zoche? Because the Pasuk says, Kol Shevach Nirun Davia. The nature is Kabbalah Chomer leaves a lot to be desired. That's all I'm saying. But the whole discussion, the way the Ritzvah explains, is who's the Bailim? Is she the Bailim? Is he the Bailim? What is his role? Is he acting as a Bailim of the Kedushin? Is he acting simply as a Shiach for the Kedushin? The truth of the matter is, Tesis, I don't know if you saw here, Ve'im Hanimilik, Tana, the third Tesis on the Daf. So he also is Oymed on this issue. That Tesis says, if you want to, if you don't mind my reading it, am I allowed to read the Tesis? Ve'im Hanimilik, Tana, Ve'afagab dekro, Bebas Einchen Mairi, Ochinami, Ochikome, Biti Nasadik, Shesek Tana. That's what Rashi said as well. Then Tesis says, Akashi, Vim Tema, Holik Tana, Loitzichkro. Who needs a pasuk for a tana? Hashda zvuni mezabin lo kesek kedushin mi boi. B'chay gam nekomer b'somel kabe ma'isi adel. That's certainly a very sentient statement. That if the father can sell her, so Tesa says kesek kedushin mi boi. The Yeshloma. So Tesa now has two tirutzim. First Tesa says the first teretz v'yeshloma kabe ma'isi adel komer. Shapid the kemen sheshel koach limkor ma'isi adel la'acher pshita shem shalom. He can sell her Maisi Adayim, so therefore it's certainly his. What's the connection between these two? The fact that he has the ability to sell. Why should that necessarily impact his role in the Kedushin? Namely, the concept of you. That's what the Pasuk says. In Rab, Eni Adonai, Shalom Yodah Vehevda, Lam Nochu Laim Shalom Machu Vivigdoi Ba, the concept of you. That's where the Gemara points out, that's where the Gemara earlier learned out the dinim of Sherek Susa Eino. Dafka, from that context of Amma, I always found that to be strikingly extraordinary. My father, Hashem, was very bothered. I mentioned this a few times. Why the Torah decides to present the obligations of a husband to his wife in the context of Amma. That's where it mentions Sherek Susa Eino, Salo Yigra. Should have mentioned it, Pasha Kiseitse. Kiseitse is where the Pasha of Kedushin is mentioned, Kika Kishisha. That's where it seems to be the logical place to formulate with the obligations of a husband to his wife. So the chiddush of the pasuk is that even as the Torah says, that even if you go ahead and take another wife, imacheres yikachlo, she'erug susa be'onosah lo yigra. Because you can't do in any way, you can't diminish the obligations you have towards her, towards that person that you are mekayin in the midst of you. So Tesis here points out, he says, that's exas hakosev, diyochol yadu bekesek yadiyosah. The teretz is that the kavuchemim was if the goof is shayach to the father because he has the ability to sell her, so koshgein he has the ability to be mekadisha or he has the ability to take away her ma'asi adai. That was what Tesis said. What is Tesis' answer in the first teretz? Tesis says no. The kavuchemim is on the goof ma'asi adai. If he can sell her ma'asi adai, so obviously the ma'asi adai are his. But that svara only relates to what? To Ma'asi Adayim. Ma Kesher Ben Zeh, the Kedushin. There's no inherent connection between that and Kedushin. That's Tesis' first teretz. So what basically Tesis is saying, it's not a Kabbalah Chomer. It's almost like a Gilui, as far as Ma'asi Adayim are concerned. Ma'asi Adayim are his, even though if you look at Tesis of Em Zayin.
The svara for the question, what you're saying is, you say by Shechor, get to be other bar in Kehachah.
But that's a seven halacha.
No, but that's why you think that when it comes to Kedushin, that maybe she has
okay.
The opportunity.
But you look at the Tesis, and I'm suggesting now, the first teretz of Tesis here It's not a kavuchet. Now, the problem is it's tesis memzayin amad aleph. Hashda zvuni mezaban loki itzvah kwa mi boi. There, if you look in that tesis memzayin amad aleph, Hashda zvuni mezaban loki tesis says clearly it's a kavuchet. He calls the Gemara in Erchin, the famous Gemara in Erchin.
Where's the
Right. That's the issue of Eva.
The point is that we see that from Kozi it could be.
You see that he's in control. Yeah, but Bechazal, there's no. Here, Taisus is focused on.
Get something with Mukesh Shchein.
Say that, but here, Taisus is focused on Maisi Adayim, that the dinners he can sell Maisi Adeha LaAcher. So Taisus wants to extrapolate from there to Kedushin. The question is that a fair extrapolation? Is that essentially something which is a correct kind of statement? I mean, Bepash is that what the Chiddush is, that Svara is only relevant to Maisi Adayim. The Svara is not relevant at all to Kedusha. So it's not a Kavuchem. The problem is that Tez Mem Zayin says it's a Kavuchem. But Tez gives another Teretz here. Tez says, Ve'od Yeshlomar, the Maisi Adayim Pshita L'Shem Shalom. Kozman Sheyocha L'Meichwa, the Ainu Ad Narus. So Tez in the second Teretz says, even if you say it's a Kavuchem, and the Kavuchem is relevant to Kedusha as well, Adayim Yesh L'Chalak, because the Kavuchem only goes till when? Till Narus, till the point which is a Nara. But Kedushin, which is going to remain even after she leaves his Rishus, from that you cannot learn out a Kavu Chomer. Okay, I'm only showing you that in the whole Kashi of Tesis, what you see is that even though we know that the father has bailus on his daughter, but who says that the Kedushin, the whole concept of Kedushin is relevant to Uktana, that the father can go ahead and be Mekadusha. And secondly, as I said, Ma Inyan Kedushin, Eitzel Dvarim Acherim. Kedushin is a separate domain. Kedushin is a din of kicha, kicha, Mr. Efron, the Gemara says, it's a separate kinyan, it's a maisi kicha of Kedushin. How could we go ahead and be mechadish on our own that this maisi kicha, by virtue of the fact that we give the father, so who says that it's called a maisi kicha? I'm just saying that you can't necessarily connect the two, connect the dots. That's the whole issue that we show him here. Are concerned with, you connect these two components, or they're not connected, that's the issue we have to be concerned about. Okay, there's one more. All right, I want to make over here as well. The Gemara on the bottom of the page, the Gemara says that even the Lashon of Chazal, after the Gemara says that you cannot compare this Yetzia to the other Yetzia, because Hosam Gabi Odin Nafkali Mishusa the Gambri. Yetzia Do'ov Akati Mechsirah Mesirah L'Chupa. Still, there's something missing. What's missing? Mesirah L'Chupa. So Rashi here learns, Akati Mechsirah Mesirah L'Chupa, says Rashi, Adayin Hi Bishusa Av. Lirushasa ulamaisi adel. Rashi says, even though you can't compare one yitzia to the other yitzia, says Rashi, in the case of the omba gabi odo nafta de mishusa de gambi, but yitzia da av akati mechsu amasir lechupa. What does that mean? Says Rashi, she's still mishusa av lirushasa ulamaisi adel. And Rashi in Kedushin, I saw on Daf Chesim of Beis. There also, Rashi writes a similar lashon. Rashi says here, "Divya masal ein la via reshusba." Says Rashi, "I'm reading Rashi in Kedushin. Kidyashkan leinin the dorim the afke kuah meshuse v'neder almano grusha uleinin yerusha biyarashosam mikan shabal yerushes ishto." So the chura, I don't understand both Rashi and Yechesim Abayz in Kedushin, nor the Rashi here. What does Rashi say here? Akati mechsirah mesirah l'chupa v'adayin hi b'shusav li rushasa. What does the din of Yerusha have to do with Rushus? Yerusha is a pasuk in Chumash, in Parshas Pinchas, that the Torah tells us, details for us, gives us a seder when it comes to who yarshes whom. Ma kesher to Rushus, or not Rushus. Rashi's lashon here is what I found to be I'm thunderstruck by the lashon of Rashi. Rashi says here, "Adayin he birshusa av lirushasa." What's the nature of birshusa av lirushasa? Ma kesher between Yerusha, which is a pasuk in Chumash, that the dinim of Yerusha, and what we're talking about over here. And the Bchur Rashi is talking about, I assume, that Yerusha sabal. Rashi says here, "Adayin he birshusa." I mean, what is the din of Yerusha? Yerusha is based on kurva. It's based on she'era, the fact that they're connected, the fact that there's a consanguinity. So Rashi says, no, Rashi says that Yerusha is based on a concept called Rishus. That's what Rashi writes over here. It means that's why, by Erisin, The din is, of course, that he doesn't yashin her. Why doesn't he yashin her when she's just nisarsa? Because she's no longer, she's not yet b'shus habal. She hasn't yet left b'shus ha'av. Okay, I'm just mentioning this this halacha. Not mistaber like that. Not mistaber, that's what Rashi is talking about.
Is it Yarshin her property if she dies?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking. What is
Rashi? Who's Yarshin's that property?
Okay.
Are they Yarshin and Tamila?
The truth is that Metamila is only relevant, of course, if she's a Nesua. And here, she's not Nesua. The truth is Rashi and Kedushin also. The Rashi and the Bezim and Alva Kedushin. That's what you're referring to. The Rashi here says, Rashi there mentions, and again, the place of the Chalitza. What?
Over there,
it doesn't write
for us.
What?
Over
there, no, the Echonami. They were Achrayim talking about it. No, but say the Echonami. The Rashi here doesn't mention Havaras Nedarim, Rashi in Kedushin. And here, the Gemara says that Havaras Nedarim, as the Gemara points out, Mia Nafkale Meshusik. What's the Mishnah? Nara Marasa, Via Baglafin Dareah. And this Lashon, what bothered me here in the Lashon of Rashi is Lirushosa. Rusha has nothing to do with Rishus. Rusha is a pasuk in Chumash that's based on kurva, based on she'er, based on physical, biological consanguinity that you're connected. So that's the din of Rusha. Okay, I'm not 100% sure what Rashi means. One other comment I wanted to make here also, that the Mishnah wrote that maybe this goes on the Gemara Daf Mem Zayin. I also wrote this down here, the Mamre Komos. Here's the famous Machlokes Rashi and Tosis on top of the page. Zakoy b'mitziyasa, so it said mishum Eva. So Rashi learns Eva, the kevin den of chay b'mzonos seha. Rashi on top of daf mizayin melav. Since he's not chay b'mzonos, provided he was mizonos, iyam b'mitziyasa shela ika Eva below zayin lasu. He won't be zaner. He won't be mefanisa. That's what Rashi learns. The Eva refers to mizonos. Means Rashi says he's not chay b'mzonos seha. So we're worried, lo zayin lo. Taisis says no. Taisis says what you mentioned, Rabbi Munitz. Taisis says, here, look at the top Taisis. Mishum Eva, Pirish Bekunchis, Kevin de Enu Chai Bezner Oseo, Iyama de Mitziyasa, L'atzma Ika Eva, lo zayin lo. Uli Nire, Eva de Mitziyasa, Hainu Shalai Kachano, Limanu Lo Vuk Hashchin. What you mentioned a few moments ago. That's what Taisis learns. And Taisis actually brings over here, what's an afkamina between his position and Rashi. So if you look at Taisis a bit later, it's a very famous sugi in Bamitzia and Dafyu Beis. Taisa says, "What do I mean in Perakam of the Bamitzia? Gabi Mitzia has beno bito aktanim loy cotton cotton mamish el gadol v'semech hashulchano shulchan aviv zehu cotton. Anyone who's still semech hashulchan aviv, that's called a cotton, even though he's a gadol age wise. Cotton v'ena semech hashulchan aviv zehu gadol. If he's independent, so then he's considered to be a gadol. Haynu dafka v'cotton aviv tana afil ena semech hashulchan aviv had mitzia sada mishum eva shloi kachen lemenuvo umbukeshchein." So Taisa basically brings an afkamina between his pshat and Rashi's pshat. According to Rashi, that the chash is dafka, where she's smuch al shulchano. And according to Taisa, it doesn't make a difference. Even ain't a smuch al shulchano. The issue is, as you said, being mekadosh to menuvel umukashchin. Now Taisa is learning that the pshat in Eva is Eva because of his ability to give her over to someone who's not desirable, to a mukashchin. Eva dikdushin. So now, what's the question? There's a question that can be raised over here, namely, what does it say a woman is nisarsa? So once she becomes an arusa, so the chur, that Eva of Taisis is no longer relevant. The Eva of Kedushin, because she's already mureses, and therefore the mitziah that she finds should belong to her, should be her mitziah, because that issue, which is the issue of meruvah mukashchin, is no longer a relevant issue. Lashon HaMishnah is not mashma like that. The Mishnah is mashma zakoy b'mitziyasa u'b'maisi yodeo mashma ad shenises. Till she gets married, the mitzvah is alive. So that's a problem that I'm not exactly sure. Matter of fact, I saw the Marsho here. The Marsho has the kasha in this Rashi. Over here on the top Rashi, he has a Rashi. Ben hasomach al shulchano, mitzvah alav, and mishum beva. So what is the Mishnah adding? That the Mishnah is telling you, ke'ila, there's a new din over and above the halacha of the zchusei ha'av al bito. What exactly is being added over here? Somehow I assume that the ben hasomach al shulchano is only where the he's receiving mizonos. But let's say that the father tells the son, "Tzi masi yodecha lemizonos secha," the way the Gemara says, by a daughter, A wife can also say that. She can say, I'm going to earn my own ma'aseh yadayim, and you're not mechuyev to give me mizonos. As far as I'm concerned, I'm independent, I'm sovereign, I don't need you bichlal. So what will be the din over here regarding a son? What will be the halacha? Means by a daughter, chazal mesakim, it's yasad aviyah, v'choloyfeh. Hashem can buy a son. What will be a similar halacha over here? What happens to a son? That's what the Marsha here has a discussion about. It. What? Yeah, perhaps Tali on that machlokas Rashi and Tesis. Exactly. Okay, but it's a fundamental machlokas Rashi and Tesis. By the way, furthermore, what? Yeah, that's what we're discussing. Right. Even though that din of Mitzias Haktana Bepashas is a din Rabbanan, that's what it sounds like. Even though the problem is the Hekesh. The Gemara here in Kedusha, the Gemara in many places quotes a Hekesh. The Kiyim Koresh is Bitul Omer Mayin. Ma Omer Maisi Adel Rabba Abbas Maisi Adel Aviyah. Is that a din d'Araisa or is that a din d'Rabbanan? Or in general, the din of the Mitziah of a what's the din? The Gemara says here there's a Hekesh. A Hekesh between a daughter and an Omer. So Stam Omer Mitziah Sal Rabba. The Gemara discussing Bava Mitziah where you're not Nekim Bagolias. I forgot exactly the case that the Gemara there points out. But whatever the case is, that again, what is this halacha? Stam Omer Mitziyasa goes to the Odom. What kind of halacha is that? I mean, this Hekesh, the Gemara quotes here. It's also quoted in Kedusha. It's also quoted elsewhere. What is this halacha? What is this Hekesh based on? I mean, Achronim, I think, talk about it. I'm not holding in that those sugars right now. I mean, is that, I'm asking, is that a din Eved, or is that a din of a poyo?
Rashi kind of hints to it in the bottom, like the Tosis Rebbe, the bottom of the base, because he turns to Tircha, it's a din of Tircha by
Mitzvah. So it sounds like it's a din in poyo. It's a din in Pa'ula, as opposed to being a din in Eved. That's what Achrenim discussed. They told on this issue, what this is based on. Okay. I want to just comment a famous Tosis here. And Daf Mem Zayin Amud Aleph. This is probably one of the most famous tesis in Shas, because the Gemara says here. I'm reading the Gemara, where the Gemara says, "Okay, let's be fair. I'll start from the top of the page, just so you should know what's going on here." Minolan, Ma'isi Adel, Minolan, Amar Rav Huna, Marav, Minayin Shemaisi Abasa Av, Shenemar, Chiyim Korish Es Bitul Oma, Ma'oma Ma'isi Adel the Rabba, and Oma, of course, the Ma'isi Adel belongs to the other, and Abbas Ma'isi Adel Leviyah. So the Gemara goes through the whole discussion. Emahani milik tana, the matzim mizman law. Okay, tana we understand. Ma'isi adayim belong to her father. He can sell her. Avon narod la matzim mizman law. Ma'isi adayim didah have. Says the Gemara, mistabu de aviyah have. Why should the ma'isi adayim of an arod belong to her father? Says the Gemara, di sagadayim ha ma'isi adayim la aviyah. Elohad zachar achmano la av nirim saluchupa heichi matzim masala. How could the father have the koach, the bailus to give her over for kedusha and hakamavat la ma'isi adayim? He's being mevatel from Ma'isi Adayim. So the Gemara says, basically, Rashi said the father will pay her what she's being mafsid. Inami demaso balela. At nighttime, she doesn't work. Further, the Gemara says, Inami demaso b'shabas yom tov. And this I want to speak. It's a very famous tesis here. Tesis in Ksubis. Maybe the most famous tesis in Shas. That the Gemara says he gave her over when? On Shabbos and Yom Tov. So the Achrenim, we have a field day that we know that the Amalacha said you're allowed to do on Yom Tov, Echel Nefesh. Shash is this Kasha, others also ask this Kasha. That's a Mishnah. Ein ben Yom Tov the Shabbos, Echel Nefesh Bilvad. Ramban in Chumash, a famous Ramban, has a mokor to distinguish between Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Torah, when it comes to Shabbos, it says you're not allowed to do work. Lo sasek kol melacha, lashon of kol. It's a lashon hakoleles, all types of melacha. Mashenken. When it comes to Yom Tov, it says kamelachas aveda. That diuk I've always been absolutely thunderstruck by that Ramban. The kamelachas aveda does not include eichel nefesh. Eichel nefesh, of course, is mutar on Yom Tov. So here the Gemara says the muscle of Shabbos Yom Tov. There are different types of melacha that are mutar on Yom Tov as well, namely. Even according to, there's a day on Rishonim that even Kitzira and Techina is mutar, according to some Rishonim. I mean, the question is when the Easter begins, when Eichel Nevesh begins. That's a discussion in the Sugi and Beitza, but that's not what my interest is right now. I want to refer to the Tesis. Tesis Takasha, The Muslim Shabbos Yom Tov. In fact, Taisa Avagav the Arminim Ayikot Meshamachta Mechagecha V'Labishtecha. Gemara has two reasons why you can't marry women on Yom Tov. I'm talking about in Chol HaMoed. One is the Samachta Mechagecha V'Labishtecha. The focus of your simcha should be Mechagecha, and therefore you won't be focused on your wife. And there's a din v'simcha hasisha shalokach. So there's a hitnakshut. There's a conflict between the two. The other time the Gemara says, because the Taisa brings it. So Taisa says over here, what do you mean? The Muslim Shabbos Yom Tov. You have a problem that the Gemara says they nesin nashim b'chol shemayid, im b'arvin simcha b'simcha. There's a din daraisa. So ikal emay madocha ayri shuach hasif the yom tov shuki yom tov linyim malocha. The Taisvis daraisa ubtela b'isa shomen amalocha. That's one famous teretz I'm going to discuss in a second. And Taisa says, when did this take place? In the Zman of Taisis Yom Tov, in the additional amount of time you're supposed to add to the Yom Tov. This is Machlokes in the Gemara in Okal HaShas, where the Dinim of Taisis Shabbos Taisis Yom Tov is that Din D'Araisa, Din D'Rabbonim. The Rambam Shita is very well known. He paskins that Taisis is the Rabbonim, with the exception of Yom HaKippurim. The Taisis of Inu is a Din D'Araisa. But other than that, all the Taisis are Din D'Rabbonim. I think I mentioned many times. What? Shabbos?
Same thing.
So, Tosefes Shabbos, when the Rambam is the Din D'Rabbanan, not a Din D'Araisa, only Tosefes Inu of Yom Kippurim. Discussed by Tosefes Pesachim, Tzadik Tesim and Beis, there's a famous tshuva that Rav Soloveitchik used to say over. He said over, there's a tshuva of the, it was written to the Netziv. A woman, she was Mekabel Yom Tov. I don't know, I think the meaning in Eretz Yisrael, okay, I shouldn't say what the meaning here is, but what I understand, that people are Mekabel Yom Tov 18 minutes before? Shabbos. 18 minutes before? Some say you should be Mekabel Shabbos 40 minutes before Shabbos. Okay. But the Meikra Din Tosefes is Kol Shu. Just most of the Kol Shu, that's sufficient regarding Tosefes. There's even a Machlokes Rishonim when the Rav Soloveitchik said Shur Matainis. He pointed out Machlokes Rishonim the Gabe Tisha B'Av. Is there a Din of Tosefes to Tisha B'Av? It could be Machlokes the Rif in the Goyim. But there's a Din of Tosefes by Tisha B'Av. It could be that the Tisha B'Av has no Kedus Sayyim. When can you speak about Tosefes? Only a day that has a Kedush Sayyim. Shabbos Yom Tov have inherent Kedusha, you can speak about Tosefes. But a day that has no inherent Kedusha, there's no concept of Tosefes. Anyway, so the Netziv was sent a following question. A woman, apparently, she was Mekabel Yom Tov, whatever amount of time she decided to allot Tosefes Yom Tov. Then she received a telegram that someone in her family was Nifter, one of the Krovim Mishpacha that she's obligated to sit Shiva for. And then she sat Shiva for about 5-10 minutes during that kufa. And then Yom Tov came in, and the Gemara says, "My cotton, Osi, I say the Rabbim, Dochi, I say the Yochid." Comes Yom Tov and wipes out the Avelos. So the question, did she act appropriately or not? Means, what's the status of Tosis Shabbos, or Tosis Yom Tov, or Tosim Psochim, Tarek Tesim Abbeis, that the Netziv actually is Mitzayin, the first daf of Avim Psochim? So the Tosis there has two days, two actually different opinions regarding this particular matter. And essentially the question is, what's the nature of Tosis Yom Tov? Is Tosis Yom Tov, are you actually able to add to the Kedusha of Yom Tov? Can I go ahead and add to the Kedusha of Shabbos? Shabbos is obviously the Ribbono Shel Olam, Baruch Atah Hashem, Mekadesh HaShabbos. Now it's true that by Yom Tov, Mekadesh Yisrael Vazmanim. We're the ones who are Kaveh the Yom Tovim. Also, it would seem that what we do, at best, can be relevant only to the Gabi Issa Malacha. If it's only relevant to Issa Malacha, so then there's no Kedush Sayyum. If there's no Kedush Sayyum, so what she did was correct, was authentic. She sat Shiva during that 5-10 minute period, and now comes Yom Tov, the Kedush of Yom Tov is Doche, or wipes out the Avelos, because she sat Shiva, the Avelos was Chal, but if you assume that Tosefes Shabbos Yom Tov is also relevant to the elements, the positive elements of Shabbos Yom Tov, making Kiddush and having the Suda, and that's what the Gemara says. Rav Tzolish Shal Shabbos V'Yav Shabbos, Tosefes quotes that Gemara in the Brachos, in the fourth parak, Rav Tzolish Shal Shabbos V'Yav Shabbos, and the Kiddush, and the Suda, it has relevance to the Kedusha of Yom Tov and Shabbos as well. So then, of course, what she did was not appropriate. So it's totally on that Tosefes, and the Tzim says. Yeah. So that's the same. There are many Shabbos. It's no get to so-called people who, something I heard there's a concept called early Shabbos. Kach Shamati, Me'achori HaParvo. I heard there's such a concept that people do. I have 29 reasons why you should do it. But anyway, so there are many who do that, who have an early Shabbos. And now the question is, a person did a couple of Shabbos earlier during the time of Sfira. And then if I forgot to count Sfira, means in the when he was Davin Mariv and he's made Kiddush and everything else. And now, what?
Yesterday.
Yeah, so now he reminds himself, can he count, still count Sfira of the previous day? Can he count Sfira of the previous day? That tumult. And Achor in Bepashas, walk outside, it's still light. What's the problem? Why can't he count Sfira? That's the Magen Avraham. And there are many other Nachmanides besides what you said as far as Tashlumin and all the whole slew of Nachmanides. Okay, but I'm just showing here, this Taisa is the one who deals with this issue. And in general, before I get to the Taisa, we'll discuss here in a moment, Asalvezi used to bring this thesis. He was very into the following issue. Is there a mitzvah of Simcha and Shabbos? So, Pashtus, there's no mitzvah of Simcha and Shabbos. I remember I said this over here in the shul. So someone told me, Harav, apparently you don't sing Zmiras of Shabbos. We say there's Zmiras of Shabbos. Ain't there gam Simcha, but I have no Moshra. Okay, so I won't tell you what I told him, because I don't think he's spoken to me since. But whatever the case is, that is not a raya that is the din of Simcha and Shabbos that says Ani Begam Simcha. There's no mocker for Simcha and Shabbos except for one Sifrei. The Sifrei says in Pesukim Baal Yischa, Uv'yom Simchaschem Vadechem Vashechat Sheichem, V'yom Simchaschem Zehu HaShabbos. That's the mocker for Simcha and Shabbos. In Pasha, there is no din of Simcha and Shabbos. There are many rayas from all over Shas. There's no din of Simcha and Shabbos. Taisus is my cotton. And that sugya, dealing with Avelos, as it points out, the reason why Shabbos and Avelos can go together, we pask in the Alocha that there's no Avelos for Fahesi on Shabbos, but there is Betzina Avelos on Shabbos. And similar to what we, the Machlokes Mechaber Amor, just we had now by Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av was Chal on Shabbos, but we observed it on Sunday. So the Shail is, Gabi Tash Shamit on Shabbos. Machlokes Mechaber Amor. Amor Paskin is that you don't do, there's no Tash Shamit on Shabbos because it's Avelos Betzina, and we have Avelos Betzina on Shabbos. You know, there's no Stira between Avelos and Shabbos. Why not? Because what is Soiser, the element of Avelos? The din of Simcha, that Taisa Ma'ikot, and all the Rishonim Ma'ikot point that out. Taisa is beferish like that. And therefore, Pasha said, no din of Simcha on Shabbos. So he discovered this Sifrei, Rabbi Soloveitchik, Yom Simchaschem Zeo HaShabbos, that is the midst of Simcha on Shabbos. So he thought, in his cuteness, as I say, that a shtickle right to this is the following. Svardim, in Nusach Svard, I don't know what I'm hearing those in Nusach Svard, maybe you're familiar with Nusach Svard, so what do they do? Yisru Malchuscha. How many times do Ashkenazim say it on Shabbos? How many times do Sfaradim say it on Shabbos? Ashkenazim say it only once. When? In Musaf. Sfaradim say it every tefillah. Friday night, what? I don't dab in the Nusach Sfarad, so you would know better than I would. But I believe they say it in most of the tefillahs. They say Yisro Malchuscha. So therefore, you see a raya that is the din of Simcha on Shabbos. Rav Soloveitchik thought that, first of all, the position of the Sfaradim is incorrect. The Ashkenazim are correct. We only say it in Musaf. Why? Because there is a mocker for Simcha, Dafke in Musaf, based on the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvah. He has a famous Ramban. The Ramban discusses, is there a din of Simcha on Shabbos? Dafke, the Ramban says, in Musaf, in the Beis HaMikdash, where they bring the Korban Musaf, Ken Zayin HaDin of Simcha, as they state in Ramban. So it could be what the Ashkenazim do is based on that. Even though I didn't understand neither that, nor what Rav Soloveitchik said about the Sfaradim, I thought that just like the fellow brought me a raya, only became Simcha. Shtei doch yisbuchu b'malchuscha. Shem b'shabbos v'karayinik. Ma keshet to the din of Simcha. And that din of Simcha. We're talking about yisbuchu b'malchuscha. Is there the malchus on Shabbos comes to the fore more so than it does during the week? That's what we say. Yisbuchu b'malchuscha. Shem b'shabbos v'karayinik. Has no keshet to the din of Simcha. Is there a din of Simcha? Not a din of Simcha. But all this is relevant to this tesis. Because tesis says here, b'pashtus, that tesis yomtiv, there's no mitzvah v'samach b'chagecha. As they in Taisus here. The famous Taisus here, Mem Zayin, Ktubis. The only place in Shas where Taisus says this. Where there's no mitzvah of a samachta, bechagecha, and Taisus Yomtev. That's what he writes here. I'm sorry? So that's the question that Nitziv raised. He has another Taisus, I'll get to that in a second, but anyway, here's the problem with this Taisus. One second, I'll come there before we get to Matzvei Shabbos. I'm just saying that there's a problem here with this Taisus because the fact that the Taisus in the beginning of Bavli Psochim, Taisus points out, and this is a famous discussion, is there a din of Taisus Yomtiv on Leil HaSeder? The night of the Seder, do we have a din of Taisus Yomtiv? So Taisus points out, and Mechabin Shalom says like that, V'yachu l'sabasa v'alayla azeh, hukshu kol mitzvah salayla l'korban Pesach. That just like Korban Pesach requires night, so too all the mitzvah salayla require night. That's why the Mechabin Pasach Shalom, that the Seder, you don't begin earlier. You can't have Taisus on Leil HaSeder. That's the only time you don't have Taisus. But it's Mashra from Taisus That if not for that pasuk, yochas habasa b'alayla azeh, you could be able to be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah and taste the yom tov. This drasha prevents you from doing it.
I would love to do that.
What was that? Many would like to do it. So now the question is, why is the mitzvah of matzah different than the mitzvah of simcha? Taste this mashma from Avi Sochim, that the mitzvah of matzah you would be able to perform in that zman of taste the yom tov. And Tosfos here says that there's no mitzvah of a samachta b'chagecha. Ma ha-hevdel ben mitzvah simcha and mitzvah matzah. What's the difference between these two?
Why do you have to say that Tosfos is yom tov? You can still have to Tosfos is yom tov, but you just can't
be kind of
mitzvah.
Okay, so Rabbi Yazgi wants to make a chiluk, and l'chura, we have to be mechalik. And maybe that would be relevant over here as well. You're saying that, and I'll just add one element as well, another element, because the Gemara says in Psochim, I believe, the Gemara points out that Leil Yom Tov Rishon, there's no mitzvah of Simcha. It's a Mishnah and Sukkah. The Mishnah Halel Vasimcha Shmeina. The Gemara says right over there, Ach, Lerabbos Leil Yom Tov Achman LeSimcha. Mashmah Leil Yom Tov Rishon, Nishloki Mitzvah of Simcha. That's how the Achreinim point out. There's no mitzvah of Simcha Leil Yom Tov Rishon. The mitzvah of Simcha is only on Leil Yom Tov Achman. There's Exeas HaKosev. Ach, and therefore, but there's no mitzvah on Leil Yom Tov Rishon, because ain simcha lefanav, the Gemara says over there, in Sukkah, and elsewhere, there's no simcha lefanav. In order to have simcha, there has to be simcha lefanav. So Leil Yom Tov Rishon, we're kind of mitzvah simcha, v'samachta v'hagecha, v'samachta, v'samachta, v'nashem v'lokechem shivas yomim, there's a mitzvah simcha kol yimei achag, so therefore there's also a mitzvah simcha on Leil Yom Tov Rishon. But Leil Yom Tov Rishon, there's no mitzvah simcha, because ain simcha lefanav. So the question is, what does Tosfos have to come to this svara? The muscle of his man Tosfos Yom Tov. Tosfos says, "You said push it. When did this take place? Muscle of Bilel Yom Tov Rishon." I'm trying to answer your kasha, Rabbi Yazgir, to what you were about to say. Where I'll be talking about momentarily. Why can Tosfos say simply the muscle of Yom Tov Rishon? Bilel Yom Tov Rishon. There's no mitzvah of simcha, so there's no stira. Let's go and give her over Bilel Yom Tov Rishon. Only Yom Tov Nevachron is a din of simcha. Mitzvah simcha kol yimei achag. But not Leil Yom Tov Rishon. So why do you say that? So somehow you have to assume that no, you cannot marry her at nighttime, because the Iker, I imagine the Iker Simcha of Nisuin is one day. I think the Gemara says that the Iker Nisuin actually is one day. Namely, the first day is the Iker Mitzvah of Nisuin. And since that's the Iker Mitzvah of Nisuin, so therefore we assume that you can't get married at nighttime, because the din of Simcha of the following day means you're going to be Mevatel the Mitzvah of Simcha. That's what Tosfos says here. V'samachta b'chagecha v'lo b'ishtecha means it's all one day. One second. The simcha is the next day. And therefore, when Tosfos said, the bisman Tosfos Yom Tov, you can marry, even though, let's say it has a gdush sayom, the gabi the mitzvah sayom. But in reality, it's really the chetz of the yom shalafanav. That's what Rabbi Asger is trying to say. He's trying to make a chiluk, some sort of subtle, nuanced distinction between these two areas. That's what you have to do. We have muchach lechalik over here. We have to make some sort of a distinction between the two. It means hanose isha bisman tasev is yom tov. So the simchas nesuin is really biyom shalafana. Somehow we have to assume it's the previous day, and that's why, that's why I'm just saying that there's no kasha from tosim sochem, because ene chadam is gabi kol mitzvah of leil yom tov. Once the din of tosim yom tov is chal as the din of yom tov, but regarding the inyan of simcha, since there's no chi of simcha balayla, so therefore you can get married and taste the Yom Tov as well. That's what Rabbi Asger suggested, if I understood you correctly. What was that? Is that what you said? That's what I thought you said. But I'm just pointing out that this is a very, very, very beautiful and very famous discussion that that many have on this issue. I mean, the problem is that why didn't Tosfos say what I just said to you before? That's really what's not so clear. Somehow, I mean, I assume that Laila is Bechlal Yom, and that's the reason why somehow you're not able to do so. By the way, Tosfos gives a second teres. I wanted to discuss this also. Tosfos says here in the second teres, V'yashlomar, Inami, Shemasah of L'shuchi Abal. So that, maybe I should discuss that too. Where's that discussion? Here later on. Correct? It's also within the parameters of this week's daf. Oh, the Mishnah Memchesem Adal, Memchesem Abbez, and goes on to Memtes. Maybe I'll discuss that. But Tosfos says here, second teres, the Masa of the Shluchi Abal. And therefore, once that occurs, so then Tosfos says, O Nisuin below Suda. Abel Gav Yamin Bachelis, Nisuin below Suda, Iko Simcha. Loch Shiva Simcha Kuli Hai. She'osa lisa b'yomtiv mitam zeh. If I have a seuda, b'loy simcha. Maybe we'll just make a comment on, you know, I wanted to talk about something else, but maybe I'll just turn to that for a second. The issue of masu shulchi ha'ov v'shulchi ha'bal. I find that sugya to be one of the most complicated sugyas here in Ksubis. Means the assumption is that masu ha'ov v'shulchi ha'bal, that's sort of likened to a chuppah. Ki'ilu a chuppah already took place. That act of mesira. The Gemara has a machlogis, very famous machlogis. What are the parameters of this halacha? Does it relate to everything? Or maybe, look at the Gemara. I'm talking about the Gemara in Daf Memches, starting from the Mishnah. Memches, Yolam, Hibishus, Abash, and Yikonis, Hishus, Habal. Then the Gemara discusses, what does it mean, La'ilam? So first the Gemara says, La'fuki, Mishnah, Rishayna. Then the Gemara starts, Masa'ov. What are we talking about? Misiwas, La'kol, Chutz, Mitruma. Ravasi says, after Truma. Then the Gemara says, Shuo, Ma'li, Rishosa. Reshokisha, Ma'li, Ksubasa. The Gemara has many different Deos regarding the parameters of this halacha of Masa of Shulchi Abal. But Bapashis, the Gemara is assuming that somehow, according to Rav Asi over here, that Masa of she is Nasu the Gamri Lichora, she is completely married. So if you remember the Ran, we discussed it a few months ago. How long have we been doing Ksubas? No, not that long, a month and a half ago. The Ran da Bezim and Aleph quotes two opinions regarding Chuppah. Because here, if you remember the Gemara on Daf Memches and Bez, Amalo Abchir Barab Ravasi, Yom Hibishus Ha'abas Shidikonis Chuppah. So somehow the assumption of Mesir Sa'ab is considered to be a Maisa Chuppah. But the Ran da Bezim and Aleph and Zapi Arif, if you remember, the Ran has two opinions what Chuppah is. The Ran brings two Shitas. The Shitas Rambam, Chuppah is Yichud. That's what Hagon Rabbi Yitzhak Yosef and the whole Yosef family, they're up in arms. Ashkenazim follow the Shitas Rambam. Means I've gone to about 16 chasanas in the last 2 weeks. So every night I'm at a chasana, or two chasanas, or I miss all the chuppahs, whatever. That's just I go from one to the next. Anyway, so Ashkenazim and Makpid on Yichud, right after the chuppah. And the Rishonim, right, this I heard from Rav Soloveitchik, he used to go when he was with Tani Kedushin. So then he would take the chasan and quickly run with him to the Chedra Yichud. Lashon of Chazal, Lashon of Rishonim. Meritzin es hachosan lechedra Yichud. Kach lashon of Rishonim. The problem was that he was meritzin. But where was the kala? Still under the chuppah. Hugging everybody and doing all the things that she does, etc. So I used to get a kick out of it. I used to laugh and laugh and laugh. I got such hanor from that. And then the Rav Soloveitchik was waiting. Who is the kala? Where did she disappear? She should have been part of this meritzin. Okay, but that's one opinion. The Ran quotes over here. And the Bezim Adal, the Chuppah refers to Yichud, the Shitas Rambam, but the Ran is Cholek. The Ran brings many Rishonim. What is Chuppah? Knisa L'Rishus. That you have to be Machnis, the Kalo, L'Rishus HaChoson, L'Rishus HaBaal. Means when she is brought, Mibeso Vio, L'Beso, that's called the Chuppah. And that's based on the Pasuk. He quotes a Pasuk. V'Imbeis Isha Nadora. Or so Yisra Alasim Rishua. The Pesukim in the beginning of Parshas Matos. That's what the Ran quotes. So the I understand, according to the Ran, his position, it says, Masa Ha'ov. That's called the Chuppah. Why? Al Yidei Mesira Zo, she's Nechneses L'Shus Habal. That's exactly what Mesira is. Masa Ha'ov, and that's what the Lashon HaMishnah. Masa Ha'ov L'Shus Habal. But according to the Rambam, the Chuppah is Yichud. How does the Mesira Sa'ov help? There's no Yichud. Where's the Chuppah? This to me is the Pelotza. I'm asking a Kasha and the Ran. I hope you don't mind, Rabbi Bernstein. Kasha and the Ran Shita, that he says that, not like the Rambam, the Chuppah is Yichud. But rather, the Chuppah is Mesira L'Rishus. Where's the Mesira L'Rishus? Kasha the other way around. According to the Ran, it works well. But according to the Rambam, where's the Yichud? Has Mesira Sa'av help? There's no Yichud.
How can you go on the Lul, the Chatzel Perhurst? Later on, same Mishnah.
Yeah, but you're not answering my Kasha.
Same question.
Can they do
Yichud?
Can they do Yichud in lieu of the Baal?
No, you can't.
That's like a karkafta that you can't.
That's not Yichud.
You can't wear tefillah for someone else. You can't do Yichud.
I mean, that's the famous Tesis Reed. Tesis Reed discusses the mitzvah shebegufa. And why can't I put a tefillah for you? Karkafta the gavra.
You can't. can't.
Right, I can't do a mitzvah for you. It has to be my goof, my hand that puts on film, etc.
And the concept of shlichus in kedusha is something we don't argue about. It exists.
Okay, so I want to tell you what this. So Ba'olam HaYeshivas, this is what I heard. I'm not so. Ba'olam HaYeshivas, they answer this kasha and the Rambam. And how did the Rambam deal with Masa'av v'shluchi Abal when there's no yichud? And the Rambam sheet is a chup as yichud. So they answer tzvei dinim. I think they say this over, I don't know where my sefer is. You would know these things. Rav Naftali. So the granat. So in the Granat, so I don't think I've seen the service since 1971. Anyway, so the Granat, could be. Wow, he's holding. So he could maybe it's a Beis Yaakov he quotes. But this is what I heard many, many years ago, that he claims there are two dinim, actually two types of nesuin. There's one which is a Maisa Yichud, which is like Haschalas Ishus. So that Haschalas Ishus already permits him to live with her. And then there's a second aspect of Nesu'in, which is a Ma'aseh Kinyan, the items that Rashi mentioned over here, that Rashi Kedushin, the Yorsha, the Tamila, and the Hafen Darel, that's the second aspect of Nesu'in. These are two different aspects of Nesu'in. So the Shitas Rambam is that Masa'ab, the Mishnah says here, Masa'ab, the Shulchi Abal, only helps regarding the Gedra, the Ma'aseh Kinyan, the Gabi, all those dinim. Means once he's Machtis her to his Vashus, Ki'ilu, he's Kone her. And Ma'aseh the other Halacha, it's not, as I said, applicable. These are two aspects of Nesu'in. That's something that they say from Rav Naftali, that this is what he was mechadish. The truth of the matter is, if I recall correctly, I also remember hearing, again, I didn't see it inside, maybe you'll be able to be mayor to testify, that he claims, Rav Naftali, the Granat, that maybe quoting the Beis Yaakov, I don't know, that this halacha mesira only helps by a taina by a nara, because you don't require her das. And the father who gave her over Bishus Habal, she's considered to be Bishus Habal. But by Bogeret, that she's Bishus Atzma, so even though she's Bishus Habal physically, it's not called Nichsa Rishusa. So the question is, even though if you look at the Rambam, I'll look at the Rambam this morning.
We start from a kasha from the first Mishnah and the Yuma that
Rebita says in the Yuma. Beso,
Zurishta.
Okay. The only problem, if you look at the Rambam in Hilchas Ishus, if I'm not mistaken, I think I Xerox had Rambam, I probably did over here. In Perichah Beis, Halacha Gimel, Masha for the Rambam, not like that. Masha, to my understanding, the Rambam is Mashma, that even by Bogeris is going to help. The Rambam quotes it over here. In Halacha Gimel, V'chein Vaisa Bogeris, and the third page of this handout, Halacha Gimel, Perichah Beis, Chazish, Halacha Gimel, V'chein Vaisa Bogeris, Yisayim Almana, Rambam does not distinguish between, doesn't say it only applies to an Arab Tana, applies even to Bulgaris. The Rambam is not Mechalik. Bichlal, in the basic din, that Masa'av is like a chuppah, so here, and she's considered to be Nesua, there's another kasha, I think the Achronim asked this kasha also, I didn't look into this, but the Achronim asked another kasha, that if we assume that she's considered to be Nesua, she's married as a result of this act of Masa'ab, Meshulchi Abbas. Now the question is, why do we say that you can't make a T'nai with reference to the Chuppah? Because Milsa Lesser B'Shlichus Lesser B'T'nai. But there is a possibility of Chuppah B'Shlichus, Masa'ab B'Shlichus Abbas. There is a concept of B'Shlichus that is relevant here. So how is it possible that there's a din that you can't make a T'nai because Kol Dabash, anything lesser b'shlichus, lesser b'tnai, that's a cloud, the Gemara has in Subis. But here there is a concept of chuba b'shlichus, aydei, masa'av, b'shlichi abal. I don't know, I don't think this has anything to do with shlichus. I think that what it means, even though it says shlichi abal, even though the lashon is shlichi abal, masa'av, b'shlichi abal, to bring up the shus abal, ki'ilu bo l'shusa. I don't think you require shlichus for that. If I ask someone to bring me some bubble gum, is that shlichus? No, shlichus is only when you have a chalais that's created.
Why can the father continue scoring?
Okay, but I'm asking, is that the din shlichus? That's what we're asking.
If it's not din shlichus, then why not?
Chuppah only requires, that's what the Rambam is saying. Chuppah requires that she has to be nichneset rishusa. Nichneset rishusa, that's called chuppah.
So we say goodbye to the father.
She should be rishus habal, but again, I'm just saying, the question is, that requires shlichus? Doesn't require shlichus. I know what that means, a matzav. What's meant to us?
Really? it's time. It's like there's day and night, but also all the time. She's in the house.
It's a mitzias, you're saying. Just a mitzias of being there. Okay, that's what you mean by the matzav. Israelis speak Hebrew. Anyway, so the matzav. Okay, maybe. Could be. Could be totally on that. The question whether you need actual shlichus here, you don't need shlichus. I'm not sure the connection to... there's one more, another thing here also that bothers me. And the Gemara says here, I said the Gemara is a big machlokes, whether what it relates to, what are the parameters of this halacha, masal b'shulchi abal. The Gemara says... Either the Truma, Shmuel Amar Yerushasa. The Machlok is Rashi and Taisis here. You see the Taisis and the Yerushasa? The bottom, towards the bottom. Shmuel Amar Yerushasa. I'm not reading the first Taisis, also fascinating. But the second Taisis, the third Taisis here, Mem Chesim Abbez. Shmuel Amar Yerushasa. Lo Asa Le Afuki Aparas the Dorim. Like Rashi. Rashi says, comes Afuki Aparas the Dorim. Taisis says, no. The Ton of Rabbi Shmuel, Besamar, Tabi Bishu Sabal, Aparas the Dorim. V'yotza meshusa v'nire hu adin metamila came in the after Rachmana meskila lechenek. That's the chiddush between Beis Avia with the chiyuv of skila and Beis Baila she'esh esish bechenek. V'asim yov v'chamili el lemuti truma osi v'yushasa nagle revusa. What's the chiddush of yushasa? Taisa says do mi boy the tamila for us the dorer to have mesir kichupa. Afil v'yosha now the soul kadai that came to ush sabal takant et rabbanon he. There's no tikkun in the case of Mesira. Inami, so could I din have Mizaka Libito, Ashi de Konis the Chupam, Hapiloch Yosha. So the Mahol Rashi says here. Rashi says here, look in Rashi, the Yosha says, Rashi, Lahom Milsa the Chuda, the Abnissur. When this man Yomer says the Yosha, he's only talking about what? Yerusha. Why? And Rashi explains why only Yerusha. So Rashi here used the Lashon. He says, the achuli ochel gabei. There's mechila. Achuli ochel gabei. The question is, what do you mean? How could the father be mechel? It's a din Yerusha. He can be misalik himself, midin yeresh. Unless we're talking about in the dunya, talking about the panasa, or the, what the Gemara calls panasa in the dunya, that means that which she brings into the marriage, what they call that? The trousseau. I think that's the English word. I have to ask her. He knows English. Yeah. The trousseau, that which is brought into the marriage. They're referring to the dunya. That but the Lashon Gemara says, the Yushasa. And Taisa has the kasha, Taisa we just read, he has the kasha from a brisa of first the Dorin. That as a result of Mesirah Sahav, so he also is able to huff in the Dorel. So this is quotes from the Brisa. The Brisa says it very clearly. I mean, the question is whether we know that at that point, Na'amar Rasa, that's the Mishnah, the end of the Dorel, Aviyu Bailam Mefir in the Dorel. And then it's a combined kind of effort. I mean, still the point of Hafarsa Dorim. And Echanami, that brisa that Taisus quotes of the dorm, he means the yotza l'shusa abba l'shusa baal adayim lo nichnisa. The baal can't be made for himself, and that's assumed that the baal Taisus says according to Shmuel, no, she's the gamli b'shusa baal l'chol mili gamli inyan hafaras the dorm habaal made for the vado. That's the machlokes here Rashi and Taisus regarding this aspect. It's interesting if you look in the Rambam. This Rambam I did Xerox for you, Perach of Beis Halacha Aleph. Look in the Rambam over here. The Rambam Paskin is in the Hilchos Ishus Perach Beis Halacha Aleph. Here he says, "Habal kodem b'chol adam b'yerushas ishto. Me'im eska yiske b'yerushaso b'shetetze m'yerushas av b'yavu b'shadayim lo nichnesa l'chupo hol v'nasis b'yerushas baila yirashena p'ilei ploy." You see the Rambam? He said, "Mishetetzem Meshusav, Av Mishadayin Lo Nichnesa Lechupa, Hol V'Nasid Meshus Baila Yerushena." So, the Rambam Paskins, ma? That's the question. What does the Rambam mean over here?
Rashi before, like the Aleph, he talks about the Rosh Hashanah Kranz. What's the money if there wasn't Rashi? What's the money?
Which Rashi are you referring to? One second. Dibra Maso? Yeah, but that's but the Ram, that's Mishnichas al Chupa. Yeah, the Ram has even before that. He writes over here. Adayin lo nichas al Chupa. Okay, that's a discussion actually. What is the Shita Saramba? Okay. Achuli Ochel Gabo. There's another Rambam here also in Hichos Adorim, but directly below in Perek Yud Aleph I saw that the Rambam passes over here like Tosis, that Mesirasa helps the Gabi Afaras Adorim, that the Baal himself, look what he writes here on the bottom, Chabez, Holach Ha'av M'shuchi Ha'Baal, or She'och M'shuchi Ha'av M'shuchi Ha'Baal, Adayin Avi Ha'Baal M'fim Dorel, Masa Av M'shuchi Ha'Baal, Masa M'shuchi Ha'Av M'shuchi Ha'Baal, Ein Av Yachal Ha'Ofa, Shari Yatsa M'shusa, Ola Ha'Baal, Yachal Ha'Ofa, Shin Ha'Baal, Mevi B'Koyim, Kom Shabiyam, He says here also about for us the Dorim. I mean, this Rambam, the problem is that the Lashon of the Rambam back here in the Chavez Aleph, where he says, Ho, v'naseis b'shus b'ayla yuashena. It's not mashma, it's based on mechila, the way Rashi learns. Rashi learns achuli ochel gabe. But the Rambam doesn't say that. The Rambam seems to say, Me'etzim din Yerusha. And b'chlau, according to the Rambam, again, as I asked you earlier, Rambam holds a chupa is yichud. And now the Shaila is, how does Masa of help? Nishtokin yichud. There's no yichud. That's a pella de gakasha. There's a kutcha to Shah HaMelech. I've not seen it since 1971. I bought it in 1971. Why? Because Hagoyin of Shlomo Fischer's Atzah. He mentioned that the Shah HaMelech were the kutchas, chupas chasanim. You know that kutcha is meridik. There's nothing he doesn't include there. And he asked all these kashas. That's why I saw it last. I bought it then in 71. I haven't a clue where it is in my house. Kutches Chupas Chasanim by the Shah HaMelech, 50 years ago. So yes, it's Kasha in the Rambam. The Rambam Pshita is that, what do you do with Yichud? So again, here's what the Briskers say to answer all these Kashas. Svei Dinim. Kach Shamati Me'agorin Dabodach HaElephant Zatzal. Svei Dinim in what's called Chupa. One is a chaloy shem nesua. A woman's called nesua. That comes from a maisa chupa. That comes to yichud. That's pretty clear in the Rambam. There's another din, Rishus HaBaal. Tzvei dinim. That's Azeh HaGizot. Agoyin HaModach HaElephant. There's one din of nesua and one din of Rishus HaBaal. That what you said before, in Beis Isha Nadara, that she has on her, conferred on her, Beis Baila, Oleha. So the Rambam Shita is that when he says here, Mesira, Masa of the Shulchi HaBaal, that only helps the Gabi what? Leos Meshus HaBaal. But it doesn't help regarding what? Haloshe Mesua. Azeh Adagudah.
How's that different from the Rambam?
Despite all those wonderful vignettes that we saw, as we went Agoy Nadi. That's what he wanted to. One second, let me explain it a little bit further. So he said that there are two elements here. One is, again, the element of what he called Mesua. And the other element is the element of Rishus, Rishus HaBaal. So the Rishus HaBaal, the Mesira only helps the Gabi Rishus HaBaal, but not the Gabi Nesua. Memele, now we can be Biyashi the Rambam. As far as Yerusha is concerned, what is that tolling on? Rishus Baila. The Rambam says it. Hoel Venases Rishus Baila. Since she became Rishus Baila, so therefore, or rather, Yotzam Rishus HaAv, becomes Rishus Baila. Or, for example, the Gabi Deptur of Skila. Masa of the Shulchi HaBaal. So it's no longer called Liznois Beisovia. She left that category of Liznois Beisovia. Well, the Gabi HaFaras Nadorim. Because what's HaFaras Nadorim totally on? In Beis Isha Nadora. That's what the Pasuk says. So that's totally on Beis Isha Nadora. But the Gabi, all the other Chiyuvim and Schusim of HaBaal and his wife, those are totally on what? On the Shem Nesua. Those are totally on the Chadashem Nesua. And therefore, that requires a Maisa Chupa, and you're not chayit to do a Maisa Chupa, and the same thing, as far as consorting with her, that's also to do a Maisa Nesuin, and therefore, that is exactly what the Shita of the the Shita of the Rambam is.
The Dorim is what?
No, the Dorim basically is totally whether she was no there by Beis Isha. Was it Beis Isha Nadara? Is that called Beis Isha? There got to be other chiyuvim, other schusim. It's totally on the shame nesuin. Hashemkin, the gabi hafaras nedarim, that's totally on, as I said, Beis Isha nedar. It's meduik in the Rambam, it's also meduik in the psukim. That's right, correct. And that's a chiluk. Means the reshus baila means she's called beveis baila. And the Rambam sheet is that mesira doesn't help except to be reshus habal, but she does not become nesua. This is what I heard from Hagorin the Elephant 50 years ago, and to me, Mr. Bermo.
Why can the father escort the children of the
Baal?
He's just a visitor.
Why does he go together with
throughout all these episodes, he's not allowed to join.
What do you mean, not allowed to join?
Yes.
Halacha avim shluchi abal. Oh, shehochu shluchi avim shluchi abal. Yeah, why are they doing it together? That's what I'm asking. That's what you're asking.
Emotionally connected.
Yeah, so, someone told me. I don't know. I'm not so. Do we have this today? Do we have this Mesira concept? Does it take place today, Bichlal? Do we have any connection to this Masa of the Shulchi Abal or Masa of the Shulchi Av and Shulchi Abal? We have that today? When they walk down the. So.
So, anybody that's funny, when the groom comes towards the wife.
No, that's something else. That's something else. That's based on the Rashi and Kisisa. Hayetzi Moshe so'om likras elokim in hamachane. Says Rashi, kechosin hayetzi likras hakala. So some have, in the modern circles, this is what they do. I go to all kinds of weddings because I'm a member of Klal Yisrael. Anyway, so I join together with all of Klal Yisrael. All types of people, all types of chassanim. The 16 that I've gone to, you name it, everything possible that could happen, happened, and that didn't happen, didn't happen. כל מה שאפשר בעצם לקרות קרה ואפילו דבר שלא יכולים לקרות גם כן קרו. בכל זאת, I'm saying that one of the things that is the issue of who's going to walk down the chasen the kala. So in Anglo circles, the practice that we had, my wife and I, that we walked down our children. That's not so mekubal and that's so in Shiva circles. So I asked Hagoyin about Kamenetsky in 1983 about this. So he told me, what happens, I asked about Pam. First I asked about Pam, his yahrzeit was yesterday. So I asked about Pam about it, so he told me I should speak to Rabbi Yankiv. So I did, in Muncie, in 1983. So I spoke to Rabbi Yankiv Kamenetsky, so he told me, the key is not to make a machlokes. So he told me, not to make a machlokes yom chutonim. But in our family, we are pretty insistent that the father and mother should walk down the chasen of the kala. Kach. That's what my better half is very into that. So that's this Mesira, Masa of the Shulchan Abal. So the counter argument is, what do you mean? Where's she involved? Shteit toch Masar of the Shulchan Abal. What was that?
We're talking about Geresh.
Avada. Correct. Not Kesha. Anyway, there's no requirement. Kadin. They hold Mishum. What's the reason why they do it? Mishum Tznius. What's the time? My time? Mishum Tznius? Okay, I don't know what the reason is, but they're pretty insistent upon it, but we're insistent the other way. Yeah.
I thought that walking down is a him in Shoshbinim.
Could be also in Shoshbinim, I saw that mentioned. Yeah. The Chassan also needs Shmira. That's a Gemara. Question is when the Shmira begins. Some say from the Ufruf. That's when the Shmira begins. Mishum Mazikin. Now that's your area, so of course. But anyway, I don't tread on his areas. But say that, okay. I have to one question. I just want to. I don't know how to turn this off.
Wait, careful, Anthony. You might erase the whole thing.
Okay. So I just want to ask. 2 weeks from now, well, you have to punch.